Okay, so get ready because we're about to dive into something a little unexpected.
Oh.
Today, we're going to be looking at how to build stronger client relationships. But here's the twist.
Okay.
We are taking a page out of the CIA playbook.
The CIA, you've got my attention.
We are exploring a fascinating document from CSOC and Co. that adapts the agency's agent recruitment process for the business world. It's a
Interesting.
six-step framework called SADRAT. And it might just change how you think about client relationships forever.
Okay, I am all for thinking outside the box, so let's hear it.
But before we jump into SADRAT,
Yeah.
let's get something straight.
Right.
What exactly is a client,
Yeah.
and how are they different from just a customer?
Ah, yeah, that's a crucial distinction.
Okay.
Think of a customer as someone who makes a one-time purchase, like grabbing a coffee. A client, on the other hand, is in it for the long haul. They engage with you repeatedly, often seeking specialized advice or services, and their success is intertwined with yours.
Gotcha. So SADRAT focuses on those deeper, long-term relationships.
Precisely. It's about taking a strategic approach to building relationships that bring real value to both sides.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's unpack this acronym, SADRAT. What is the first step?
It all starts with S, which stands for spot.
Okay.
In the CIA world, this means identifying potential assets. But for us in the business world, it's about finding those ideal clients who align with our offerings and have the potential for a fruitful long-term relationship.
So instead of searching for spies, we're on the lookout for like the perfect client.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds much friendlier.
Much more friendly.
But how do we spot them?
There are several methods we can use.
Okay.
Think targeted market research, analyzing demographics, industry trends, even doing some competitor analysis.
Okay.
We can also leverage the power of networking events
Yeah.
and not just attending them, but really strategically engaging with people who fit our ideal client profile.
Right.
And of course, there's the world of social media. Tools like LinkedIn offer a treasure trove of information for pinpointing decision makers who might be a good fit.
So it's about being proactive and strategic rather than just kind of waiting for clients to come to us.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so we've spotted some potential clients.
Yes.
What's next?
A for assess.
Okay.
Just as intelligence agencies thoroughly vet potential recruits, we need to evaluate our potential clients before really diving into a relationship.
So it's about due diligence.
Yes.
But wouldn't that be intrusive? How deep does this assessment go?
It's not about digging up dirt or anything like that. It's
Okay.
about gathering information so that we can make informed decisions.
Right.
Think background research, looking at their company history, financial stability, and public reputation.
Makes sense.
We can also analyze their needs and values. What are their pain points? Do their company values align with ours? And critically, we need to assess potential risks.
Okay.
Are there any red flags in their past dealings? Do they have a reputation for being difficult to work with?
So it's like a compatibility check,
Yes.
making sure that we're a good match before we commit.
I like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what comes after assessment?
D for develop.
Hey.
This stage is all about cultivating trust and really building the foundation for a strong and lasting relationship.
I can see how trust is paramount, both for spies and for businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we go about developing that trust with a potential client?
It starts with personalized communication.
Okay.
So instead of generic emails or sales pitches,
Yeah.
we tailor our approach to their specific needs and interests.
Gotcha.
We show genuine interest in their business, asking thoughtful questions and actively listening to their answers. And importantly, we showcase our value,
Okay.
not by bragging,
Right.
but by demonstrating how our expertise can solve their specific problems.
So it's about building a genuine connection rather than just trying to close a deal.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've spotted them, assessed them, and developed a connection.
Right.
What's next on the SADRAT journey?
And R for recruit.
Recruit.
This is where the relationship becomes official.
Okay.
Think of it like presenting a formal invitation to collaborate.
Ah, so this is where the sales part comes in.
In a way, yes,
Okay.
but it's not about those high-pressure tactics.
Go ahead, yeah.
Instead, we present a tailored proposal that clearly outlines what we bring to the table, how we'll address their specific needs, and the return on investment they can expect.
And making sure everything is transparent and clear from the get-go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also want to ensure everything is legally sound.
Right.
So this stage often involves drafting a clear, comprehensive contract that protects both parties.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've officially recruited our client.
We have.
Now what?
Now comes H for handle.
Handle. That sounds a bit controlling.
Uh-huh.
Are we micromanaging our clients now?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
Think of it more as nurturing the relationship and ensuring that it stays healthy and productive.
Right.
This means establishing clear communication channels, scheduling regular check-ins to discuss progress and address any concerns, and setting up feedback loops to ensure we're meeting their evolving needs.
Gotcha.
This is where a good customer relationship management system can be invaluable.
A CRM.
Exactly.
Okay.
Think of a CRM as a centralized hub for tracking all client interactions, preferences, and feedback.
So it's about proactive communication and making sure we're constantly on the same page.
Yes, exactly.
That makes sense.
Good.
But what about when things don't go as planned?
That brings us to the final stage.
Okay.
T for terminate.
Terminate. That sounds kind of ominous. Are we talking about ending the relationship?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh.
And that's not always a bad thing.
Right.
Just like in the world of espionage, sometimes relationships and business need to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their needs have changed, our services are no longer a good fit, or perhaps the relationship has become strained or unproductive.
So this is about having clear exit strategies in place and handling the termination professionally and respectfully.
Precisely.
Oh.
We want to maintain open communication throughout the process, clearly outlining the reasons for the termination, and ensuring that all loose ends are tied up, like outstanding payments or the transfer of data.
Right.
Remember, even when a relationship ends, it's important to avoid burning bridges.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We've gone through all the steps of SageRat, but I have a feeling there's more to it than just following these steps in a linear fashion.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Throughout this entire process, from spot to terminate.
Yeah.
There's one crucial element we need to keep in mind.
And what's that?
The constant evaluation of value and risk.
Ah. So it's not just about going through the motions.
Right.
But also about actively assessing the relationship at every stage.
Exactly. Just like intelligence agencies continuously evaluate their assets.
Yeah.
We need to regularly ask ourselves, is this relationship still beneficial for both parties?
Mm-hmm.
Is the value we're providing still outweighing the costs?
Right.
Are there any emerging risks that we need to address?
So it's about being adaptable and making adjustments as needed.
Precisely. And here's what's fascinating.
Okay.
Using a framework like SageRat helps you develop valuable skills that go far beyond client relationships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, think about it.
Okay.
You're honing your interpersonal skills,
mm-hmm.
your situational awareness,
yep.
your ability to analyze risk and think strategically.
Right.
These are assets in any professional setting.
Wow. I hadn't thought of it that way. That's a powerful insight.
Yeah, it is.
So to recap, we've explored SageRat.
Yes.
A six-step process inspired by the CIA's methods.
That's right.
As a strategic framework for building high-value, long-lasting client relationships.
It's definitely a unique approach.
Yeah.
But one that offers some very valuable lessons for anyone looking to cultivate more meaningful and productive client connections.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that building strong client relationships isn't about luck or charm.
Right.
It's about taking a deliberate and strategic approach.
Exactly.
Now, here's something for you to ponder as you go about your week.
Okay.
Could SageRat help you land that big client you've been targeting?
Hmm.
Or could it even strengthen some of those challenging existing relationships you might have?
Interesting.
It's all about adapting these principles to fit your own unique needs and goals.
Very cool.
Until next time, happy strategizing.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.